So the theme, full circle, is appropriate because my mom is in the audience and my 7-year-old son is also in the audience. So it's kind of the circle of family. And what I wanted to tell my story about tonight is camping. And I'm glad that you mentioned Live Oak because I went to Live Oak this weekend. And one of the parenting aspects that's kind of a full circle thing is this idea of camping, because some of my favorite memories growing up were of camping trips. And we went to Leo Carrillo. We grew up in Santa Monica, and we used to go on church trips to Leo Carrillo. And so some of my fondest, earliest memories are hiking around with older brothers and sisters. And there's this one picture, a couple of cool pictures of me in a bucket of water, and that's how they gave me a bath. And then there's one picture of me holding a lizard, and our priest is right next to us, and he has this look, you know, it's kind of interesting smile. And then I was sort of like Harry the Dirty Dog. My shirt was so dirty. It was a white shirt, but it was primarily black with a few white splotches mixed in. And so there's this sort of freedom to be a kid that I associate. So when we finally had, my wife and I had kids, we're like, we've got to go camping. Now, my wife is not a big camper. And so, you know, it had to be encouraged, and, you know, you're going to have to take the lead role in this. And what I quickly discovered with camping when you're an adult as compared to being a small child is there's a lot of logistics. There's what are you going to take? And what I've found is you take a lot of stuff. There was a humongous, our garage was filled with boxes and tents and sleeping bags and food and grills and this and that. And of course, you know, my wife Kyla had assembled all this stuff, and then my job was to make it fit. And she really wanted to take the stroller because we have a 3-year-old daughter, and if she could take the stroller, she could push around. And the stroller is massive, and so we could either attach it to the top, but that was going to give me back issues just thinking about that. So I was able to get almost everything in there except the stroller, which I convinced her that we didn't really need. And I should have known when we left that this was going to be the trip of spills, because as we were packing up, we're just finishing pack. I had my 6-pack of gluten-free beer, but the bottom of the 6-pack had gotten wet, and I could feel them going down, spilled all over our asphalt driveway. And so my wife said, "Oh, you know, should have grabbed it by the bottom. Are you going to clean that up?" Okay, clean it up. So then I was like, well, we got to start off on it. We're going to go get hot cocoa. And so we went to stopped in Slo and got a hot cocoa. And then we got in our car. And then the first thing that happened was what?
We spilled my hot cocoa.
We? You? No. And who did you spill it on?
Julie.
Our 3-year-old daughter. So we had a lack of hot cocoa, and then from one child, and then another child soaked in hot cocoa in the car seat. Right, so mommy was not very happy at this point. But we managed to get down to Live Oak, and it was a good situation, a nice weather, good people, and I was going to be on the banner crew. And so it was kind of tricky because I had to help out, but also to be dad, and so there was this kind of tension there. And then we had to set up the tent, which... I don't know why this is. Maybe some of you know the dynamics and psychology behind it, but when my wife and I come together to build a tent, the output is a fight, okay? And I don't know why that is. I think she just doesn't want to do it, but she's stuck there doing it, and she wants it done faster and I don't want to do it. I want to take it slow and make sure everything is in the correct spot. And so long story short, you know, we developed in a fight. But the good news is that once the tent is up, she's so thrilled to have it up that I'm the greatest guy ever again. So yeah. It's neat how it kind of vacillates. But I'll have to say, tents are overrated. I mean, what is the point of a tent? To provide some security, sleeping bag, to protect, you know, do the walls really keep out the sound of the snoring guy over here and the baby crying over there and the light coming in front? No, they don't. And do they keep out the flies that are buzzing around as soon as you open the door? No, they don't. So I don't know. I kind of don't get what they're for. And maybe to change in, and so no one has to see you naked. But anyways, this Live Oak starts happening, and what there was cool things. We were camping with families, and it was going great. Now, couple other little issues and obstacles we faced was we had a blow up mattress in our tent, and somehow the blow mat got a little hole in it from one of our previous trips. And so I've been bike touring in many countries. I'm like, no problem. I found the hole, simple path. I got my bike cut. The whole day before, I had four different attempts to patch this. And I thought finally I got it. I had two bike tire patches on it and two layers of duct tape. Filled it up. Nothing's coming out. Well, sure enough, once we actually got there, the next morning, my wife is in a depression, and the ends of the bed are sticking pretty much straight up. And she wakes up, and she said, "This doesn't work for me." So, but she was smart, because she's like, "I'm going to buy two of those little pads just in case your fix doesn't work." And I was like, "Great, you know." And she's like, "We can turn it back if it works." Well, it didn't work, and so at least we had that, and she chucked the blow-up mattress. Well, the slogan for Live Oak is peace, love, and dirt. All right. Yeah. So there's a lot of dust. Everything gets covered in a big film of dust and dirt. And that was okay, except for there was one, two, maybe three or four occasions where our utensils and cups and plates are cut. We have them in a little bin, and of course I open them up to get stuff out, but then kids are running around and I forget to come, and then my wife Kyla notices it's not covered, and now our food is getting, or plates are getting covered in dirt, and I was told not to do that. After a while you realize you're dirty, you're hot, stinky, you're not sleeping well, you're not eating that well, really. The food, it's not that awesome. But over time, the memories I have right now are a couple memories. One of the men that camped, grandpa of one of the babies that was there, put a little horse swing, and the kids were going back and forth. One of my best memories is my 3-year-old daughter going back and forth and my son running and trying to get her and giggling and giggling and giggling. And also, the thing I also remember is our son leaving with a 10-year-old boy, Caden, and just going, no mommy or daddy, into the Live Oak, place. And I thought about my own childhood and going off with the older boys and how cool that was. Like, no mom, no dad. Wow. And I remember we used to get we got Pop-Tarts, which were outlawed in our household, but I was able to get my hands on hot Pop-Tarts. And I think, what were you able to get your hands on? Soda?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I tried to get yummy stuff.
I know. Well, so the full circle aspect of this is that camping is not comfortable. We try to make it comfortable, but at the end of the day, it's not comfortable. It's very uncomfortable. And it pushes me, especially, out of my comfort zone. My baseball watching and my emailing. And the thing it really pushes me away from, which is really great, is my to-do list, which is like a dark cloud that hangs over me at home. And when that's gone, I have to focus on the people that we're sharing meals with, the songs that we hear at the stage, or people wandering around playing walking around with a guitar, and the trees, the nature. And I realize that the gold in all of it is this shared experience, and that people and beautiful places are what's magical. And so I've carried that from my childhood, and I hope I've delivered it to this guy's job. Did you have a good time? Live Oak.
Yeah! Whew.
So that makes it all worth it. Thank you.